Well, good morning. It's good to see you. You already know this, but and if you've been here previously, this Sunday before Thanksgiving, you've experienced this or been a part of it. But our entire point today is about expressing gratitude to the Father. And I'm not preaching today. I will join you in expressing gratitude to the Father, and we will be very specific and voice our gratitude today. Now, I know that not every one of you will, but those of you that are willing and feel that God would have you share with your church family some things that you're thankful for, we'll give you the opportunity to do that. I'm going to read to you just a couple of verses of scripture, and then we're going to start. So over in Psalms 136, it begins like this. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. There's a verse in your bulletin now. Out of 1 Chronicles 16:8, it's the New Living Translation, and it reads like this. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. I think I heard somebody say years ago that gratitude that's not expressed may not really be gratitude. I'm of the mind that we are blessed. And I think it's appropriate that we recognize that the source of those blessings is God. So, if you haven't been here before, just here's how this is going to work. And if you have been here before, just a reminder, all right? We're going to invite you to share, if you feel led to share, what you're thankful for. When you do that, we're not asking you to come up front. We will bring a microphone to you, and some of you really don't want to use the microphone, but we would appreciate it if you would humor us and use it anyway, because there's a couple of people, and at least a couple of people in the room, like me, who... they won't hear you well if you don't use the microphone, okay? So what we'd like for you to do is just take the mic, tell us your name, and share with us what you're thankful to the Father for today. So, let's start. Who wants to go first?
Say your name. I'm Asher. I am thankful for God winning the war against the darkness.
Thank you, Asher.
I'm Ivan, and I just thank the Lord for my salvation. I thank you for this church and all the church staff. They're all such a blessing to us and are such hard workers. I thank you for Marge for putting up with me for over 63 years now. And I do thank you for our grandkids. They have been a blessing to us and looking after us so close the last few weeks that we've been having some problems. So I just thank you all, and I pray that you'll continue to pray for us all.
Thank you, Ivan.
I'm Marge. I'm Ivan's other half. I'm thankful that I have a God that is there for me no matter what. We have been kind of down and out for two or three weeks, but we've got each other, and we've got God to take care of us. And I, like Ivan, I am so thankful. I have four beautiful boys, great-grandboys, and I love them. I'm glad they're coming to church with us now, and I'm thankful for this church. And so many people in here are friends, and we love them all.
Thank you, Marge.
Gary Fletcher, I'm thankful for all the material things that God has provided us with, but most of all, I thank him for Jesus, that he gave his life for me, that I could have life and have it more abundantly. And I thank God for a church people that care about you and to pray with you. and that's worth a lot to me.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, I'm one of the new members here, but I'm thankful for a church that preaches the gospel. There's far few between these days. And even at my old crippled age, God still uses me, and I'm thankful for that. But most of all, I'm thankful for the fact that he gave his son for my sins, and I know I'm on my way to heaven no matter what.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm Lorelei, and I too am thankful for my salvation. But most importantly, I'm thankful for the knowledge that I have, the comfort and peace that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know I'm on my way to heaven. I'm also thankful that, as Joe says, in our old age, God is still using us. And as I think of the people that he allows us to mentor and to speak into their lives, it's overwhelming. And he has communicated some of the roses to Joe lately and to me yesterday. And so I just praise the Lord for how he continues to use us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorelei. Who's next?
Hi, I'm Wendy Pruitt, and I can list so many things I'm thankful for. Of course, my salvation being the first, but there's a couple of things on my heart today that I'm especially thankful for. The first is adoption. I don't know if you know this, but November is Adoption Awareness Month. And adoption is very special to our family because that is how we got our gifts of our son and daughter, Noah and Mallory. And if you ever have the time, I would love to tell you our adoption story because there are so many small details that only God could have worked out. All children are a blessing and all children come from God. But when he sends them literally to your doorstep as a present, your eyes are fully open and aware of just how big of a gift they are. And so if you or your family are touched by adoption or you have someone you know that is adopting, just be there as a support for them and pray for them because it is such a special blessing in a family's life. The second thing I'm very thankful for is for our health. And I'm really thinking of my daughter Mallory in this. We went through a little bit of a health crisis back in the spring. She got diagnosed as type 1 diabetic and it flipped our whole world upside down. There's nothing like seeing your child loaded into a helicopter and being flown, and you're just scared. You're just scared. But then God was with us every step of the way, and she's doing so great now, and we are just so blessed and thankful for everyone who prayed for us and supported us and for our family that's been there the whole time. And we're just thankful for the medical technology God's allowed and how healthy she is now. Thank you.
I'm Debbie DeRozier. I'm Wendy's mom, and I'm new here. I came because my mom has health issues, and she is a member here. And I want to thank everybody for praying for her and being such a support for her. It's been a real blessing. But I knew it was easier for me to come to where she was worshiping than for her to come to where I was worshiping. And that's a real blessing. And both churches are good churches. Let me say that. You know, there's both churches were good churches. But which God has blessed me in that. And I've had a real rough up and down year myself this year. But God has been with me every step of the way. He's never walked away from me. And I know that. And to have a God that gets you through some of the things that I've went through physically, emotionally, financially, everything, that's a big deal. And I know where I go when I pass on. And that's a really big deal for me. I have a place waiting for me. I have a Savior that's made a place for me. And that is so special because I'm a nobody. And I have somebody so special making something so special for me. And if you don't know him, I'd love to introduce you. And I know I don't make a big deal of my ministries because my ministries are on a small scale, but I do ministries. But he keeps it small for me because he knows I don't need a big, I'm not good at big hurrahs, but he gives me ministries everywhere I go, even if it's small. And nobody is small. They're all big to him. So I praise him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Larry Phillips. And we moved to Bella Vista, too, from Bella Vista to here just a few years back. And we found this church and thank the Lord led us here. And it has been so good for us. And everyone has been so inviting and so warm for us. And our Sunday school class that we just certainly enjoy so much and with all the people there. And so we praise the Lord for that, for having us a new church home that we feel comfortable in. And we really appreciate everyone for all that you do for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Who's next?
Hi, I'm James Hoggett, and if you've been here very long, you've heard me before. But there's a few things I'm thankful for, especially today. One is the praise team. I'm not familiar with some of the songs they come up with, but I learn them, and I find myself singing them. So that's a good thing. And I appreciate the new people I've met this year here in this church. We're constantly changing, and I think that's a good thing. God knows exactly what a church needs at a particular time, and he brings people from everywhere to it. And I've been amazed all my life how that works. I've lived in different places around the country and out of this country, and I've never found a place I didn't find God and his people. So I'm thankful for that today.
Amen. Thank you, James. Someone else?
Well, everybody here probably knows who I am, but I'm Debbie, work in the church office. And this goes back a long time, but 9 years ago, I was in a desperate need for a job and answered a Craigslist ad for a job here. And it's been the biggest blessing of my life. It has changed my life in so many ways. And a lot of you know this year has been an exceptionally hard year for me. But I stand here right now. God's been with me every step of the way. And I stand here cancer-free right now. And I'm thankful for that. But more than that, I'm thankful for all the prayers and all of the support and the love that was poured out to me from this church and from my family and my friends, because you don't know until you're going through something like that who's there to stand behind you. And I'm telling you that it was the biggest blessing, and I'm so thankful to I stand here saying I'm thankful that I got cancer, but maybe it's just because it led me closer to the Lord, and also it led me to know how much I'm cared for. So I'm thankful for that.
Thank you, Debbie.
I'm Joe, and I would just like to say that Debbie's being humble. She is probably one of the biggest linchpins of our operation here on a day-to-day basis, and thank you, Debbie. I'm very thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for everybody who puts in so much effort every single day, week in and week out. Betsy and Gina for stepping up for youth. You guys have just poured into that in our time of need, and thank you guys. And Al, thank you for your leadership, and Rebecca, thank you. And there's just, you could go through the whole room and thank everybody here, but I'm thankful for our church body, and I don't want to be anywhere else. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm Rex. I guess I'm getting a little loud on that. But I don't know what I'm going to say after listening to all these testimonies this morning. They've been great. But I am thankful this morning for Jesus and what he's done for us all. Lord, that he gave his life that we might have eternal life. Thankful for this church and for our leaders, for Al and Zach and Rebecca and everybody that takes part in it. Thankful for this youth bunch we've got here. And when they get up there and the choir to sing, man, it does your heart good to see young people get up and stand for the Lord and use their talents. And I'm thankful for my family. They take good care of me. And Clarence is real good to me here. He brings me lots of food. And thank you for that. And for all my friends here. And I just thank the Lord for everybody and for all that the Lord has done for me.
Thank you, Rex. Someone else?
Make you run back across the church, but I'm Jay Fletcher, and I'm thankful for brothers and sisters in Christ who have drawn close to him, and that I can learn from, and I've learned that those people with an amazing spirit and about them, and they don't have that because life has been easy on them. They have that because they have gone through enormous struggle and pain, and they still keep reaching out to other people and loving them. You know, they've reached through the fire, through the struggle, and I just thank God for those people. I'm just, if they can do it, maybe I can, you know. Maybe I can keep reaching out, because quite often I just want to crawl in a hole, you know, when I'm in pain. And I've learned that's when he can really do some damage to me and to my life and to those around me, too, as a result. And I'm hesitant to say I'm thankful for struggle, but like Debbie mentioned, it certainly brings me closer to him. Thank you guys, too. Love all of you.
Thank you, Jay.
Hi, I'm Amy Jo. I know most of you now. Last year I didn't, and I made a joke about it, but if I don't remember your name, I'm sorry, I'm trying. I am thankful for everybody, the staff and the volunteers of this church. Staff, y'all don't get paid enough. I'm pretty sure this is like a second marriage to you guys, because you're here all the time. And it's the same to our deacons. I know you guys have to step up and you do things, bless you, that most people don't see. And then I'm also thankful for everybody who just volunteers. Volunteering on the jobs that you do like and the jobs that you don't, I can guarantee you that every speck of this church has been built on the backs of volunteers and the staff. And so, even if it's a small job, it's a job that somebody else doesn't have to do. And it's a joy to do it. And so, even if you don't like it, because sometimes ministry isn't fun, thank you for doing it. and might always be not always be seen, but it is felt. So that's all.
Thank you, Amy. Who's next?
Thank you. I am also Amy, Amy Leslie, and we're coming up on 2 years since my dad passed away. Sorry. I'm just really thankful. Tears are good. We are not at all alone in our pain. You know, I think holidays are hard for everyone because you miss loved ones. So I wanted to say just thank you to our church body for giving us a place to land safely through all of that. And then now as we're coming back, I just, you know, I've been reflecting on this the last couple weeks, and I just, my dad, like so many, he's with Jesus, you know, so just trying to hold tight to that. How much better off is he, you know? But I'm so thankful for my family, my husband, my boys, and I have the privilege daily to raise them, even in the midst of all the crazy of having littles. My mom, my sisters, of course. And especially to Joe and Lorelei, I was just thinking, you know, people say loss gets easier with time. And if you want to say that, that's great, but it's a lie. it's just different. And God has provided Joe and Lorelei for my mom in such an awesome way. So I'm so, so thankful for you both and bringing grief share to our church. I can't express what your friendship means to my mom, and to, she's going to hate that I do this, but Pam Easterling for teaching Charlie about Jesus, and I'm just forever grateful for that, and for the nursery volunteers that take care of Henry. So we are so thankful for all of you, and I'm sorry about crying, but it never stops, so I hope I'm not alone in that. I'm also super thankful to eat after all of this.
Amen. Thank you.
I want to follow up on what Amy just said. I am so thankful to this church for allowing us the privilege of bringing grief share here to all of you. And I thank Debbie and Al and everybody for being so supportive. We have a sign outside that announces to people that we have this support group. And I want to invite everybody that has lost a loved one through this year. Tuesday evening, we're going to be showing the Grief Share Surviving the Holidays. It's just a 2-hour video that's going to help you to walk through the difficult time, because the loss of a loved one is something that you never get over. And Joe and I have been privileged to be able to facilitate that now for 6 years. And God has really blessed in this church that ministry. And so I'd just like to invite anybody that might want to come. It's only one night, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And thank you, Debbie, for being so attentive and having the pictures up there in the bulletin. That really means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorelei. Amy, I heard from Pastor Mattering this week, and that starts a chain of gratitude in my heart that connects to your dad and all of the ripples that go out from what God did there. And yeah. Somebody else? Oh, and I forgot to say, I'll come around. When I heard from Pastor Mattarine, of course, what he asked about first is, how's your family and how's the church? And he said, let the church know that we pray for you. And I said, I told him I would remind the church to pray for them.
Anyway, I'm just going to sit. I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell a little story about God answers prayers in so many ways that we don't expect. My husband, Terry, had been on hospice already 7 months, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as weak as he was and as short of breath as he was, he got to his knees every day and prayed that he would be able to help me through my recovery. And he knew his days were already so short. And God answered his prayer, and it was a miracle, really, because he was able to help me through my recovery. And of course, the church was a huge, huge, huge support, and my family that's here. But I had 6 weeks of just, as I was recovering, my family was around me, but Terry, I could see he had strength, and he could help me. And I know that meant so much to him, and it meant so much to me. And we had this 6 months of just really a closeness that we knew we were living, that God had answered that prayer. And I was so afraid to tell Terry that, to say, honey, I'm okay now, because I knew when I did, he was going to go to heaven. And so I finally, I got the courage up, and I said, honey, I feel better. I'm good now. Thank you so much that God had answered this prayer for him. And it was 2 weeks later he passed away. But I just want to thank God for he's in everything, even a prayer like that. And through these last 2 years, it's okay. I've grown so much closer to my family, to God. I see the beauty and my whole perspective has changed. And so, and I know Terry's in heaven in eternity. To me, it's live here on earth or live in eternity. I mean, it's a win-win. I want to make the best of every single day I have on earth, but I know that the prize is in heaven. And Terry, he was in so much peace when he went. He knew that God answered so many prayers. Terry had control of the whole. He had so many wishes surrounding his death, and God answered every one, all the way down to he was sitting in the living room surrounded by family and just went very peacefully. And I want to thank Pastor, too. He made arrangements for Terry's best friend from Haiti to be there, and he could stand over and have his hands on his shoulders as he went to heaven. So anyway, thank you.
Someone else? Makes you all nervous when I'm behind you, doesn't it? With a microphone. Someone else that just wants to share today.
I'm Jeremy Murphy, and I'm thankful for the suffering that Jesus went through on the cross for me. I just can't imagine going through that, and I'm thankful for my family and, of course, of the church, and just thank you all very much for the time that you guys spend here as well.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I'm Doug Rogers, and I'm just thankful for the Word of God that guides my life and helps me through hard times and helps me to praise the Lord in good times. I'm thankful for a church that teaches the Word, for Pastor Al, who's been our preacher, And he's faithfully taught us through the years. And just thank the Lord for the community of believers that worship with us and work with us. Just thank the Lord.
Thank you, Doug. Someone else?
I'm Kathy, and I'm just thankful for so many blessings that God has given us. The main one being his son who died on the cross, and for us, for me, for you. Everyone has that opportunity to accept Jesus. And I just pray that as we go through this season, that we take time like we have today and just be thankful. I'm thankful for my family, my friends, and everyone who knows me, just knows that I have good days, and some days I need Jesus more. So just very, very blessed to have this family here also.
Thank you, Kathy. Forgive me if when I've handed you the mic or taken it, I shocked you. I didn't mean to. Anyone else? When you're done, I'm going to take a turn, but I'm going to keep my turn shorter than most weeks, I promise. Anyone else? Sorry, Lance.
I'm blending. Hello, everyone. Oh, wow. This is a loud mic. You're not wrong. About a year ago, we had some kind of changes that brought us here. And I just want to thank this church for just being a wonderful place for new people to come and settle in and be able to connect and be a place that's loving on my family and my children. And I'm thankful that, and not everybody has this scenario, but I'm thankful that I grew up in a family that took me to church, that raised me there. We all have different stories, and I joke a lot that mine's boring, right? But I'm thankful for that. Like, throughout my entire life, I've had a God watching over me and keeping me out of trouble and bringing me a wonderful wife that allowed me to marry up, that loves God. It's a wonderful example for my children and for my kids as well, who over the past few years have also chosen to follow the Lord, given their lives to Christ.
Thank you, Lance. Anyone else? Okay. I'm not sure when we started doing this, how many years ago it was. I love this tradition that this church family has. And it's not very Baptist of us, because it scares guys like me to just hand a mic, pass an open mic around to people. I mean, you never know what we're going to say, right? That reminds me of years ago at the hospital, back when Sister Catherine was at the hospital and she was over pastoral care, and She invited me one time, and they may still do this, but back then they did it monthly. They would do a memorial service in their chapel once a month for any patients that had passed at the hospital during that month. And I was invited a couple of times. They would invite different pastors to come and speak, and I was invited a couple of times to come and speak. And the first time I did, of course, they give you really specific instructions. Here's your slot, and here's how much time you have, and here's what you're supposed to do. And I shared from the Word and kept it within the parameters, within the time parameters that they invited me to keep it within. And afterward, they did this little fellowship thing, and she came up to me and she said, "You know, you did that really well, but honestly, we never know what you guys are going to say when we invite you in here." "I love what you guys say when you just express your hearts of gratitude. And those of you that didn't, just share it with someone." And I know you do. I know you have plans to do that in these coming days. And as you, you know, pause the turkey and the dressing and the gravy and the, you know, the pumpkin pie with half the tub of Cool Whip on top of it, pause all of that just long enough to express the gratitude. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and share what you're thankful for to each other. Tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, just interrupt somebody's day for this long and say, "Let me tell you why I'm thankful to God this week." And don't do like I do and get long-winded. Just briefly tell somebody what you're thankful for. I'm going to share just a couple of things on my list, and some of these if you've been here before, kind of, you've heard me share them before in one form or another. I'm so deeply thankful for the grace and calling of God. I'm thankful for adoption into God's family through faith in Jesus. I'm thankful for adoption in my life because I wondered sometimes that where would I be had God not sovereignly been involved in the process of me as an infant, that for whatever reason would not be with my birth family, God made specific plans and arrangements, and I was adopted into a family. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for, I remember when I was 18 and thought I couldn't wait to leave the farm. And then later I remember thinking, I am so glad I was raised where I was raised. On just a farm in Powell on the creek with the cows and the pigs and the chickens and the sheep, and just to experience that life. I'm so thankful God had that as a part of my journey. I'm thankful that when I came to Rogers and worked at although our lives had intersected just barely previous to this, I'm thankful that when I came to Rogers and worked at a factory in Rogers, that my life crossed paths with a young lady named Kim. And God would have it that now we've had over 43 years of marriage. I'm deeply thankful for God's blessings. And she's high, high, high on the list of blessings in my life. I will promise you that she brings color to my gray life. And man, there is a laundry list of ways that's true. But I'm thankful to the Father for Kim. In this calling that God chose to put on my life, I promise you that she's my biggest support and greatest prayer warrior. Physically, she wasn't able to be here today, but I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for our daughters, Lindsay and Laurie, and I'm thankful that they grew up, starting in about second or third grade. They grew up in Pea Ridge. And connected with and were taught by just a number of wonderful teachers in the Pea Ridge school system. And in their life prior to, well, while they were with us, they were in two churches in their life. Sunnyside Baptist in Rogers and then here. And I'm so thankful for that, because the way a church family like this partners with parents in that journey of discipling and loving on kids, it's just amazing. I'm so grateful for the blessing of those daughters and now 8 grandchildren. I'm so blessed. I'm thankful for the privilege of serving here with this church family for over 31 years. And I could talk for a long time about that. But let's just say I'm blessed. And I'm deeply, deeply grateful. And see, when I make a statement like that, what I want to do, and I'll resist the temptation for today, but what I want to do is I want to start just going down a list of names. Because, you know, I know you, like me, when you make your list of things you're thankful for, the great blessings of God in our lives, once we get past, and by the way, it takes us a long ways to get past this, but and we don't ever really get past this, but once we get past God's grace, Jesus and his gift to us that provides us salvation and the opportunity to be adopted into the family, once we get past our relationship with the Father, then inevitably the big blessings in our lives are, it's people. It's family members, it's church family members, it's people that God has brought into our lives that are great blessings to us. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful. We recognize as a church that every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father above. And we express gratitude to our Father for the good things, for his good presence, for his grace and his love in every season, for his grace and his presence and his love in the hard times. And yeah, like more than one person has said today, we even are thankful to the Father that during difficulties we become more aware of his presence and his grace. I just want to invite you to stand with me, and I think the guys have another song we're going to sing, but I want to invite you to stand with me, and I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing, and when we finish up after that song, I'll have a couple of things to say, but they're just announcements and housekeeping stuff. But would you bow with me for prayer? Father, I thank you for Jesus. And I thank you that by your grace, by your sovereignty, you make us each aware of Jesus and his love for us. And I pray that each person in this place has become really aware of how much you love them and how much you've given for us and of your invitation for us to come to you and be adopted into your family and call you Father. We thank you for that. And I pray that each person knows the deep, deep love you have for us. And I pray you give us the courage to continue, the courage and the faith, to continue to respond to that love, to continue to draw closer to you, to continue to listen to the still small voice of your Spirit and your Word as you speak into our lives and invite us to come to you. Help us with that, Father. Father, many in the room have expressed gratitude today. And we recognize that we're thankful for many things, but we're thankful to you. And we believe that you are the source of all these good things. And I suppose a long time ago, one of the things I believe you began to speak to me about in prayer is to just be thankful for your presence. So, Father, thank you for your presence here with us. Thank you for never leaving us, never forsaking us. Thank you for walking with us through life. Thank you for the privilege of calling to serve you with a church family, with brothers and sisters, each of us getting to be a part of what you're up to in your kingdom in this place. Thank you for that, Father. We thank you for grace. We thank you for Jesus. And Father, we give you honor and glory. In his precious name we pray. Amen.